Limited what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Car on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt. More than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are 32 teams playing in the World Cup.
The White House is reacting to the Justice Department's Inspector General's report. It says James Comey mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails.
According to our new report by StatsCan, mortgage borrowing is at its lowest level since 2014.
House Republicans have announced a new bill that would prohibit kids from being separated from their parents. It would also create a path to citizenship for dreamers.
In his 500-plus page report, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz says former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate by making public statements about the Clinton email investigation.
Etsy stock soaring after the online crafts company announced an increase in fees.
The Dow closed down 25 points.
Tunisian man has been arrested in the German city of Cologne. The deadly toxin ricin was found in a search of his apartment.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
81 degrees outside. Stock market is down 209 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. No one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, how you doing today, big guy?
I'm fantastic.
I got some great news.
Yeah? Yeah?
Cecil at Fresh Market.
Oh, I know
Cecil. He's cooking the slab of ribs as we speak. He's got 35. They're $11.99 each. I've already bought mine and paid for it, and he's putting them off on the side so I won't get shut out.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick them up right after the show. Go grab those bad boys and take them home. $11.99, folks, for a slab of ribs, and Joey will attest, they are spectacular.
It's hard to beat those ribs. I've been eating ribs all around the city lately.
Uh-huh.
Those ribs are damn good.
Those are for $11.99?
Mm-hmm.
That is a bargain. You know, normally you go in, it's $15.99, $18. This is $11.99 for cooked over the fire ribs. It doesn't have, you know, the kind of rib sticky sauce on
right.
It's got the flavor, and they're seasoned outstandingly. But do something for me. When you go in, tell Cecil you're a Dan Morris Show listener for each of you who buy one. And if you want to call in and tell me how yummy they are, they're going to be doing that Friday and Saturday now. Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, so you need to jump on that. 272-9228, first time callers need to let Joey. I got to meet Walter yesterday.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He sounded
He's a
like
really
it.
Nice
sounded
guy.
Wise.
He's a nice guy. He was there waiting on me, got there a little early. I gave him his gift card, took a picture, got to put that up on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But and so I'm like ready for ribs and steak for this weekend, man.
Oh, that's how I know Cecil.
Oh.
He's like, you come here every night. I'm like, yes, I do, Cecil.
There you go. Did you tell him that you're the producer?
Yeah.
Good. Let's do this. While he's answering the telephone, and again, $11.99 for those ribs, guys. Just tell Cecil, your Dan Morris Show listener. He loves that, by the way. We have a great relationship with Fresh Mark. We love our relationship with them. Interesting stuff on this IG report. I'm going to kind of get into the details of what I see out of this thing. But interestingly enough, you're going to hear cuts that we're going to do. They spent more time on the Today Show and CBS talking about not combining these stories together separately, talking about ripping kids from their parents' arms. They spent more time talking about that. And they spend more time talking about the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against Trump Foundation than they did on the IG report. I'm not talking about those two stories combined. I'm talking about those two stories separately. Each had more coverage than the IG report. So in other words, that was the third story down the line if you're looking at length of time that they're spending on it. That's even with Chuck Todd weighing in on the situation. It was twice the amount on the New York Attorney General's thing than it was on CBS. Twice. That's absolutely incredible. They did the story about it, but then they did a legal analyst talking about it. It's crazy. Where are these? And then you had Morning Joe. I couldn't find the cut of it. I couldn't get back to the beginning. He spent the first 10 minutes, and he compared the parents that go off and they take them to the showers
mm-hmm.
and they don't come back. What does that sound like when they go to the showers and they don't come back?
Oh, well, yes, we know what he means.
Nazi Germany?
Yeah.
And the Jews?
Right.
He made the comparison of that.
Well, he wouldn't make the FDR comparison.
He made the comparison of that to the kids and their parents go off to the showers and don't come back.
Wow.
This guy is so out of it. He is so Fruit Loopy. It is unbelievable. He is, Mika has brainwashed, New York had brainwashed this boy. This is a former panhandle of Florida kind of guy, conservative. One of the most conservative parts of the state. And he's been liberalized. Let's go to the phones to go to Lamar. Lamar, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to tell you, when you go to pick your ribs up, don't forget to get the blue ribbon milk.
Ooh, what is the blue ribbon milk? I've never had the blue ribbon milk. Tell me about
it's
the blue ribbon
milk. Local milk up towards Tallahassee.
Is it organic?
I don't know about that.
I will go check that. I didn't know. So wait, blue ribbon milk is done outside of Tallahassee?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, I like supporting local everything, so I might take a shot at that.
It's good milk. Try it.
Thanks, Lamar. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the tip. By the way, we also have the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing, which we're going to do today.
Oh, yes.
So we got to take care of that. Okay, so now let's kind of get in here.
Now, compare it to Nazi Germany and concentration camps and killing people in gas chambers. No, I've seen the images of what they're talking about. It is heartbreaking what's going on at the border, but that is over the top, Jeff.
Well, what they're doing is they're being very selective, and they had the one where the lady was nursing the baby and this kind of stuff. Yeah. And you know, and they've got this thing wrong. They beat up Sarah Sanders yesterday on this whole thing, the Playboy guy that went out there.
I saw that live yesterday, and we were in the middle of IG. It was somebody,
that's the Playboy magazine guy.
Wow, okay.
And see, most people don't even know that. So let's do this. Let's get, let's do the backlash grows on the Trump administration policy to split migrant families is the way it was titled. These aren't migrants, these are illegal immigrants.
The Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy to separate migrant children from their parents growing anger around the country. Protesters marched in several cities yesterday against the government's move to split up migrant families at the U.S. border with Mexico. The administration said yesterday it will open a temporary shelter near El Paso to house a growing number of children in government custody. Paula Reed is at the White House with a backlash on this story and the administration's response.
Last month, the administration made a decision to start prosecuting people who come here illegally. Before that, it had mostly been handled as a civil matter, but now parents are arrested. And because children cannot be incarcerated for crimes, they are separated from their parents and often wind up far away from their families.
Illegal entry into the United States is a crime. It should be. It must be.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Thursday defended the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for families illegally crossing the border by citing scripture.
Romans 13, to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes. Our policies that can result in short-term separation of families is not unusual or unjustified.
So, quoting a little scripture there, which I would not have done.
No.
Joe Scarborough went crazy over that, and you can imagine what Mika and the other liberals on there were doing.
Because I wouldn't... So, were Rome? Were the Roman Empire?
Roman, as in Paul's letter to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Don. Don, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Don.
I heard the guy call in about Blue Ribbon, and I can tell you... And personally endorse that. It is the sweetest, tastiest milk you'll put in your mouth.
Wow. Is it only whole milk, or do they have a skim milk version?
I'm not sure about that. But I tell you where it is. It's between Kent and Eclectic. I don't know the county road name. But it's a small dairy farm that this young lady has inherited from her grandfather. She doesn't have that many milking cows, but... they pasteurize right there, so it's very safe, and it's just wonderful.
Do they pasteurize and package and everything? They do?
Yes.
It's A to Z?
Yeah, in gallons.
Wow. Yeah. I love learning new things. I am going to go, I've got to go back and pick up my ribs today, so I'm going to go by and check that out. Well, my only problem is if I do whole milk, I'll weigh like 100 more pounds within like a month.
Well, you know, give them a call, see if they have the 2% or 1%, but or skim.
I'll go. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but she encourages you to stop by during milking, 4:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. I think you'll choose the p.m.
That's when, yeah, really, that's when the cows come home.
They come automatically, get in their little stall, and are ready to go.
I went to school with Lynn Hall from Hall Brothers Dairy.
Sure.
And I remember going out there to her place, and you would look out, and it's like the cows have their own watch on, and
exactly.
they basically would ring a bell, but the cows would start moving even before the bell rang. But they would ring the bell, and the cows, and I'm talking hundreds, would be going to their milking stations.
Yeah, I spent time on my Uncle Kenny's farm in northern Illinois, and he had a bunch of dairy cows, and It's fascinating because right on the dot, they're coming in. They're ready to go.
They really do. It's absolutely amazing. Don, thanks for the telephone call. I want to take this opportunity to mention about our good friend, Mr. Electric, Dan Black, old friend of mine, and he's one of the principals of Mr. Electric. But, you know, when I have audience members who call them, and then they send me messages talking about excellent, 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 or they came in and gave me a price, and I was kind of surprised at the price, particularly with the $50 off coupon that I get for being on the Dan Morris Show listener. $50 off a service of $200 or more. They were surprised they were going to do that much for the amount of money. Why? They're that good. Let me tell you the other thing they'll do. If you call them to set up an appointment to have them come visit you at your home to take a look at what you need done, it will be absolutely free, no charge, and they'll make a time certain for that appointment, and they will be there right then. Get ready to copy down the telephone number for Mr. Electric. You need to put this in your phone, because when the lights go out, you're going to need Mr. Electric. 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Country Boy, Robert, others, going to be back with you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I've raised a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head in through July 9th and get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Plus, use your new and existing CFNA credit card and get up to $100. See Big A Tires and Automotive, 3114 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Claim form required. See your participating Firestone retailer or FirestoneTire.com for details. Limit two claims per household. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Subject to credit approval, prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the telephones and let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard.
Yes, how you doing?
Doing very good, Robert, and you?
Very well. Good, man. I'm going to go out and purchase that milk because I saw her on a Channel 12 interview and she's really diligent about keeping the farm going. So I'm going to go out and buy a gallon of that milk. I'm not going to buy it in that barbecue because, see, I'm thinking the best barbecue cooker in the world. So if I bite into it and find out it's better than mine, I'll be mad. But I'm going to try to support her with that milk because she's really eager to keep the family farm going. And it was on Channel 12 that she's producing. I know she's not in the big box store. So wherever she at, everybody that's listening, wherever she's at, go get at least 1 gallon and let's keep the lady farm going.
It's at Fresh Market, so that's a great suggestion, Robert.
Yeah, let's keep her going and let's support her because not only that, she's diligent about it. It was left down to her through her family, and it's a small farm. It's local, and let's do our best to make sure she be successful.
I need to meet this lady.
Yeah, she was on Channel 12 one day.
How long ago was that?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I think it's been about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
But I tell everybody now, once again, since the gentleman, he mentioned it, it came back to my mind, and it brought chills to my body knowing that I had seen the program, and she really wanted to make it successful. So if you don't eat barbecue, let's drink milk.
There you go, guys. Appreciate it, Robert.
Right.
Yeah, guys, you have the $11.99 slab of ribs, cooked slab of ribs. I mean, that is cheap. It's about 3.5-4 pounds worth, but Cecil does a great job. He's cooking them right now. He's also the store manager, a personal friend of mine. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and pick up a slab of ribs. Let's go to Country Boy. Country Boy, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Dan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Blue Ribbon Dairy?
Yeah.
You were raised in Talisa, weren't you?
I was.
All right. You know where Kent's at, don't you?
I do.
The four-way stop there?
I know exactly where it is.
If you take a left right there, you remember the Buddy Lot Dairy? Right down the road?
Oh, yes.
All right. That's where her granddaddy.
Okay.
After Buddy died, she came back to the farm and opened it back up. She was a dental hygienist. And she left the field and went back to the farm. And that's right where it's at.
Well, I appreciate the information.
She wanted to meet her and go see him. I mean, they got a little store right there at the dairy.
Yes.
Of course, they got a bunch of stores now that's beginning to pick it up. Thank you, because I've drank some of it. It's good milk. It's whole milk now. Got the cream on the top of it. Got to shake it up real good. But it's got the best taste.
I like that. I like that a lot, Country Boy. Thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a great day.
Put on Sweet Creek Drawing.
You got it. Sweet Creek Farm Market Drawing for Country Boy. Give me a month and day of birth.
9/3.
You got it, my friend. Good luck on the drawing. We'll be doing that later on in the show.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Country Boy. Got to definitely go down to go see Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. Got to put that on my touring capability. Okay, so let's go back now and let's do the second part of the story on CBS and again, they're calling them migrants. They're illegal immigrants. These are people that actually go across the border and they get arrested versus the asylum.
The policy has reportedly left more than 1,000 children separated from their detained parents, including about 70 at this shelter at a former Walmart in Brownsville, Texas. But there is no law that requires the separation of families.
Good afternoon.
We asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders why the administration changed the way it handles illegal immigration cases.
The laws are the ones that have been on the books for over a decade, and the president is enforcing them. Until Democrats are willing to actually fix this problem, it's going to continue. But we would like to see it fixed.
The administration doesn't want to take responsibility for its policy change from civil, handling them as civil matters to criminal prosecutions.
Change to enforce the law. That's been this administration's policy since the day we got here.
Jeff Sessions made a decision in April that he was going to move from handling it as a civil matter to criminal
administration families.
Your own administration said it was a deterrent.
Our administration has had the same position since we started on day one that we were going to enforce the law.
But this is barbaric. This is not what America is.
The administration faces bipartisan criticism. Democratic lawmakers slammed the legal maneuver, while House Speaker Paul Ryan called on Congress to act.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents. I think I just made that really clear.
Earlier this month, the president called on Democrats to come up with a bill because he says he, quote, hated separating families. But until a legislative solution can be reached, the attorney general's message is that if you do not want to be separated from your children, do not attempt to come here illegally.
Okay, now let me, they are misusing a word. Did you hear the argument that Christian Welker was getting in with Sarah Sanders talking about it's not illegal? It is illegal. What they did is they chose not to treat it as a criminal case, but to treat it as a civil case. It's not a civil case. It is a criminal case. It is a law, and it is against the law to come into the United States. It is a law. Obama administration stepped it down to a civil matter, which allowed them to catch and release. All they're doing is upholding the law the way the law is written. The crazy pointy head progressive journalists and talking heads out there have got this completely wrong. It is against the law. They're just upholding the law. They're not changing the law like Barack Obama tried to do through policy. Folks, this is exactly what is wrong with this. And so then you've got Nancy Pelosi, and they talk about ripping the children out of the arms of their moms and marching them off to the showers and using that type of words, showers, as if it was Nazi Germany. That is crazy. Now, my show, we're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June. June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park. Comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Paul Manafort is going to jail. President Trump's former campaign chairman has his bail revoked, accused of asking witnesses to lie on his behalf.
Manafort and an associate of his, Konstantin Kalimnik, a Russian national, are accused in the new charges of witness tampering. But in a court filing last Friday, Manafort's attorney said these new charges lack any merit.
Fox's Doug McElway in Washington. Manafort's charges originally included money laundering related to his work lobbying for the Ukrainian government. New tariffs are announced on some products from China.
The president explained his decision on Fox and Friends.
Well, we're just going to do $50 billion on $50 billion of high technology equipment and other things coming into the country.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement that China will respond quickly.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Stocks are down on Wall Street. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our very persistent and monotonous forecast is going to start to change over the next few days. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms will still be around, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot and humid with a high around 91 and tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, scattered hit or miss storms will be around here and there, but gradually in the afternoon and evening hours, we'll see fewer and fewer storms. High tomorrow and Sunday in the lower 90s, 30% chance of more storms on Sunday, but only a 20% chance of isolated storms Monday and Tuesday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, with push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Yes, it is. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B. Papa B. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan Dewey, ready for the weekend?
I am ready to go.
Oh, me too. I got my field work done, and I'm heading back to the house. And I sit inside my little hobbit hole office and just churn out reports all weekend.
I like that.
Hey, you know, can't we just skip the next couple of months and go straight to September, Dan? I don't want to go through all this hot weather and again, hot, sweaty, nasty.
Yeah.
I'd rather just get back to the cool stuff, you know?
It would be if we could have a September. Well, it can be pretty hot in Alabama in September, but
well, it can. Maybe October, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you know, I tell you how bad it is. If let's just switch the tables real quick. Let's just say, you know, it was an IG report that came out, you know, favoring Democrats, for instance. Okay, and that was strongly against anything to do with Republicans. Maybe it was an IG report that really, you know, had some teeth in it for Republicans. Man, do you know that's all we would hear about from these clowns on the TV?
Let me tell you something.
I mean to tell you, they would be on it all day, 24/7.
Papa B, I'm tell you something. I'm going to give my analysis after we finish these two kind of subject matters. We're going to get into the IG report. And it is, after reading it last night and really going over it, it is chock full of information. It gives us a complete roadmap of what happened. And I'm going to lay that out as clear as a bell to me.
Good. I'll be interested to hear what you got to say. But here's my point. I think the reason that this whole thing about quote-unquote migrant children and then that sorry lawsuit out of New York and everything like that is in the news is a smokescreen. It's a total smokescreen. They don't want to talk about the IG report. They don't want to analyze the IG report. They want it to go away. And they just want to...
No, what they're trying...
To put some,
they're trying to take the news bubble, and what they're doing is they're creating other stories so that news bubble is not full of just the IG report. I mean, the fact that the New York Attorney General thing happened last week.
Yeah.
And they're making it a dominant news story today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It is a bigger news story. It had took up more time on NBC, Today Show, and CBS Morning News, a morning show, than the IG report did.
It shows you how deeply just in the tank they are for one side of the political agenda in this country. I mean, totally ignoring what really matters and making up something that doesn't.
Well, and emphasizing something that really does not matter, and it's they're going nuts over this immigration stuff. It's what the law is, what they should be doing is saying, why did Barack Obama's administration treat it like a civil case versus a criminal? It's a crime to come into this country illegally. It's a crime.
Exactly.
It's not a civil matter. It's a crime.
And that's the reason I'm saying all of this animated manure that they're
Thank
pulling
you.
Out
we,
there.
We didn't want to dump you there.
It's just a smokescreen. It's a total head fake. They don't, I mean, that's what it is to me.
Yeah, no.
I think that they just don't want to talk about what really matters. So they're just, like you say, they're just coming up with something to get all flustered about. And I can see through it. I don't know how many other people can see through it, but I certainly do.
I think that what's going to happen is they're making a total miscalculate. The calculus on this is totally wrong. And what they're doing is they're talking about things that when you're talking, Americans are hearing it, and they're talking about illegal immigrants coming in and treating them, when you reading it down to, like they are criminals versus a civil matter, the American public's going to agree with that. When they talk about Attorney General, and boy, just put her picture up there anytime you want to talk, have the Attorney General do something. Just show a picture of this lady. You'll see how crazy liberal she is. And they're saying, America's saying, leave the man alone. Leave him alone. Let him do his job. Leave him alone.
You know, I want to go back to why that is the policy of taking children and separating them from their parents as you're an illegal. It's because there was child trafficking going on, okay? There's a lot of folks bringing kids in, you know, and there's sex trafficking and stuff going on. That was one of the reasons that law was written the way it was. It's not trying to be mean. It's trying to protect kids
right
from being taken advantage of.
Well, and what they're doing is, if you go in and commit a crime and you have a child with you, guess what? Mm-hmm. They separate you. You know why? Because
right.
You committed a crime.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, I don't know how the rest of the country is viewing it. I wonder if anybody else out there is getting to where they're as tired of the head fake media as I am. But at any rate, and I will say this, Dan, about I told this to Baron too, when I'm looking at all of these reports about the IG report coming in, all the news reports.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read it, and I'm counting on y'all to really, you know, read it and analyze it for me. But from what I can tell, they're making it seem as if he saw fentanyl things, and I believe he did, the IG. But in my estimation, he sort of slid the knife in softly.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay? There's just so much red meat in it that is completely indictable type offenses. Criminal, indictable type offenses, but he did it in a very gentle way, I guess is the way I...
Well,
point out again also that it's hard to get one agency to police itself, okay? But anyway, I hope things are going to happen. I hope that this attorney, prosecutor from Utah that we've talked about...
Right.
I'm hoping things will start happening.
Me too, Papa Bear. I got to roll here, buddy.
All right,
let me go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, Dan.
I guess I'm going to try to wrap this up quick, but, you know, Papa B and all them, they are right about all this head fake and everything, but don't get dug into that. This is just, they're trying to contain Trump. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, when the right time comes, you think they hate Trump now? Get ready, buddy. Because when Trump gets to the right point, the sickle going to fly. And I may be wrong about this, and if so, I'll stand corrected when the day comes. But Jeff Sessions is being too quiet. Trump ain't reacting to this. I'm telling y'all, this investigation of all of this is going on in the background, and I think this IG report that came out, that the response that we're not getting from Trump or anyone pushed back about the IG tapping it down like he did, is for purpose. These people are exposing themselves one after the other. I'm going to make a quick reference here. Now, Huckabee's daughter, there was a leak that came out that said that she was planning on leaving at the end of the year. Now, I 100% believe that was a leak that was deliberately leaked in the White House to determine who this last little leakers are and the purging process that's taking place. Now, all of these people, Mullet and all of them, you know, we got several more steps to go, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but from what I'm seeing, strap in, get ready, the roller coaster has not even taken off from the gate yet. But when it does, these people are going to find out real quick that this quiet coup that they pulled is going to wind up to where we're going to be in a serious situation with the FBI and a bunch of other agencies. And let me tell you, I sure hope our president don't have to defend our country and our government with our military. And I know that's a strong statement, but I'm telling y'all, these people are so corrupt, I don't put nothing past how far this thing can go. But I do know where it's going to end, and the sickle's in Trump's hand.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Drive safe, my friend. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the DMO Show. How are you, my brother?
Dan the man. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
You know, let me follow up on something he just said a second ago. You don't have the number of FBI agents politicizing like they did, you know, we're hearing about in the text and so forth. You don't have that number of FBI agents or the number of FBI agents who are leaking to CNN and the New York Times without there being a problem with the leadership at the top, because it means it's being tolerated. And I think what we're going to find out when some of these other good FBI agents come forward, they're going to say, look, this crap has been going on when Clinton came in. Bush didn't do anything about it. And all the people who are in the leadership positions now were really Clinton people that have percolated up to the top, and it got worse with Obama when he put political people in positions and basically politicized and weaponized the FBI, weaponized the CIA, weaponized the National Security Director and other folks. But, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree, but after going through the report last night, when we get down to the timeline on this and what I really believed happened here, this thing is big.
And, yeah, well, go ahead. You just said the one thing that was very disappointing about the IG's conclusion and in his executive summary, which is whitewashed, his executive summary, you wouldn't know anything by reading that, right? Until you read the report, and you're like, holy crap, look at all the stuff in here. Right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. You read the executive summary, and it's like, it's a nothing burger. I mean, that's what the New York Times and the rest of them want to run with. But when you get down into it, I mean, you're talking about dozens of agents who are leaking classified and secret information to the press and are getting kickbacks for it, you know, in the nature of tickets to sporting events and food and who knows what else. You know, but I guess the point I was going to make a second. Well, now I've lost my train of thought. You were kind of hitting on it, and then I've lost my train there.
Well, when you look at the timeline on this thing and who the people are in the positions that they were in, and then you do a little bit of putting it back, put the whole thing back together.
Right.
Then this is amazing what it does. It absolutely is amazing.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make. So you get the director out there and you get the IG saying, well, there's no evidence that politics impacted directly the decision making on Clinton and on Trump. And I'm like, it's not like they're going to have an email that says, here's our plan to get President Trump.
Well, and what the word that's used in the document is that there was no documented evidence that there was bias. Documented evidence. That's what it said. It didn't say there was any evidence. There's no documented evidence.
But we have an abundance of circumstantial evidence, including this timeline that makes it so clear that this was a design plan. And Peter Strzok is the guy who was really heading it up. I mean, this guy was on both investigations. Remember that.
Bigger than that. He's the guy that interviewed Flynn, who made the recommendation that he lied. That's number one. Yeah. Number two, he was the one who was sent to New York to go check on the Anthony Weiner laptop that had the damn laptop 4 weeks before it was announced. It was the end of September. And so he's about to get outed by the New York field office and you're going to hear Nunes talk about this, a New York field office person came to them and said there's a laptop out there that's got all this on there. They couldn't do anything about it because there's an ongoing investigation.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
And the FBI was about to out them. That's why Strzok all of a sudden came clean with it, ran down and got the laptop at the end of October, and mysteriously went through all those emails in 3 days.
And over a weekend. And I can tell you, I litigate. I deal with a lot of cases that involve tens of thousands of emails. There's no possible way that they went through that.
But they got some program that ran a program and double-checked that is crazy. That didn't happen.
You can set up a program to try and identify emails, but even that takes days to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just to do that. That's just a sorting program to get you to a reasonable batch that you can look at.
This thing is such a farce of the way they did this whole deal, the way Strzok did it. And when you look at what he said and when he said it, it is so damning. It is unbelievable. And I'm going to play those cuts. I'm going to play the reports, and then we're going to put together the reality from the IG report. And you're going to kind of go, damn, this thing is huge.
Hey, I went by Petland this morning. You know what they had in there?
What?
They were using the Comey book now as paper. Because there's so many leftover Comey books now, they had to have something for those poor dogs and cats, right?
Comey does look like a real idiot.
Even my dog has more class than the crap on a Comey book.
Good job.
My cage.
Good job, Chad. Good call, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Newstalk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Hand me down a walking cane. Hand me down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch the latest sounds. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, man, what's up for lunch?
Feel like something special?
Well, how special?
Like the lunch special at B.B. King's Blues Club.
Over at Wind Creek, Montgomery?
Yeah. Every Monday through Friday for just $10.99, you get the best meat and three in town with southern cornbread and iced tea, plus banana pudding for just $2.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's roll.
B.B. King's Blues Club, inside Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery. Price does not include tax and gratuity.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there, Dano.
Ken, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, thanks. Hope you and Joey are.
We are.
I want to admit to an error.
Uh-oh.
I felt up until yesterday afternoon, even, that the reason there were no leaks on the IG's report was probably because it was very supportive of Trump and very negative toward everything or most everything the FBI had been doing relative to the Russia investigation and the emails and the civilian servers, and that because of that there was no good reason for the Democrat leaning agents and administrators in the FBI to benefit from it, that it would be, if not highly critical, maybe even damning of the administration of the FBI and the Justice Department. After hearing the reports of that initially came out, summaries, especially Catherine Herridge on Fox, who's a sharp lady who does her homework.
She is.
And then hearing the two chairpersons, Craig Gowdy being one of them, I thought, the FBI director can't soft pedal this. And then he comes on stage. And I think it's obvious that they, meaning the higher-ups, mid-level officials and high officials in the FBI, knew that Director Wray was going to put the best face on this that he could, which in my opinion he did, and maybe one other ancillary reason, maybe there were no news reporters or editors or news anchors willing to share a weekend at the ski lodge or give a free boat ride to the Caribbean to any of the agents like they've been doing in the past to obtain leaks. But the only good thing I see is we didn't have any leaks during the process, but I think there may be ulterior reasons for that benefited the guilty in the FBI. All that said, I think now it's time, and I will know, for my personal opinion, within the next couple of weeks, whether Jeff Sessions is up to the job or not. Your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot to digest in that. First of all, I think the press conference that Ray did got, I was a big, what? And he could have handled that a lot of different ways, but what he did is he handled it in a way that he basically applauded the FBI and told us how great they were and that kind of stuff. And if he would have taken the approach of, we've got some problems and we're going to fix those problems and we see those problems, he kind of tested that a little bit, but he did a lot more praise than he did problem solving. But going through the report last night with a great bottle of wine, by the way, that's the way you need to read an IG report. It is very, very damning. And let me tell you what I think this was. I think this was teeing up the ball. I think the IG report is teeing it up. It didn't have anything to do with the Russian collusion investment. It strictly was on the FBI email situation and the messaging. Remember, there are five people who we don't know who they are that are implicated in this, who are being referred to the U.S. attorney that's in Utah. And I think what Ray was trying to do is not get too many people running for cover too fast and trying to protect themselves. And I think the next shot that the IG report comes out with, the next IG report, is going to be much more damning and much more pervasive into looking at what is happening in the FBI. And I think that Ray was just trying to get everybody to hang on, don't panic here, we're going to get this thing fixed, but what's going to really happen is when the next one comes out, I think he's going to kind of go, and I think he knows it's coming, that this is pretty bad.
I hope you're right. I sincerely hope.
Well, and
right.
when you read the report, not the summary, but you actually read the report and go through, and I went through, I printed out the table of contents, and then I went through and I checked off the parts that I really wanted to focus on. I went to those pages and I read those. It is absolutely amazing, and what it does is this only singled out Strzok. We don't know who the other five people, Page and Strzok. We don't know who the other five people are. I've got a suspicion that Rebecca and some of these others, the chief of staff of the FBI and some others, that they're in on this, and McCabe certainly is in on this thing. And I think you're going to see a lot of butt being fried out here fairly soon. And I'll go over that next hour when we go through that part of the report.
Great. We'll be listening.
Thanks, Ken. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.